Mira, rabotai. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves and then take a break. I feel bad, one speak after the next. Take a break, it's easy. Yeah, is it working? It's fine. Got it.
It'll pick up. I'll put it louder.
Fine, no, it's all. I've been asked to speak. It's not usually my forte to speak for Rabin. I like to be rather by my little tish there and say a little shia to a few oilem. But if oilem don't mind, I don't profess to be a public speaker. I'll regard it like a private. Kulam ahum, kulam bruim. It's mamish like a private. Ich retze sich euch. Lomerein bin teure. Zman matan teure. So efshe a few chazal and the milus of Torah, what we meant to take out of the Torah, and what's it all, and bein yishol amim in Torah. Have you got big? Oh, you haven't got a chumash. Shkech. Let's just focus a few pesukim in Parshas Nitzavim. Just that. The famous pesukim there, there's not usually much time to dwell upon the pesukim, it's close usually to Rosh Hashanah, usually around then. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois. This mitzvah.
It's okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. Rest something on it. Yeah. This mitzvah, which I'm telling you today, it's not far from you. It's easy, it's attainable. This mitzvah. What's this mitzvah? We'll talk about in a second. It's not far away. It's not in the heavens. That you should say, who can go up in the heavens and fetch it for us? Bring it to us, he'll take it for us, and then we'll listen to it. And our Seno in Chosanta over here, and this Loshen is not Maaseh v'Nishma, but Nishma v'Naaseh, Chosant. Noise it over le'Eveleom, that you'll say the same question, is it so far away, it's not attainable for us, Torah is not for us. This mitzvah, which we're talking about, Pashas, we're talking about Torah, Azosh Deitin Rashi. We're talking about the Torah, and the Rabbi Shalom says over here in the Torah that it's no far away from you. It's right there and then. Everybody can attain it, everybody can achieve, and everyone can get his kishkas into it and take out from the Torah the Sedaf. Why? Why? Ki koroiv eilecho hadavamed. It's right there, it's in front of you, it's near to you. Beficho uvilvovcho la'asoysoy. So Rashi read to us, beficho uvilvovcho la'asoysoy, that it's easy for you to attain. Beficho uvilvovcho, says Rashi, we're talking about here both Torahs, and it's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Atoin elecham, ki koroiv eilecho, atoin elecham biksav uvalpeh. It's all here and it's all close. You can attain it. The Torah which was given was given here, and it's attainable. One can delve into it, and whatever's needed from the Torah, you have to go back up to Shemayim to get it again. It's all here. It's all attainable. You ask people, can work it out. Amola vosido. And as I say, it's a shaila between Rashi and Ramban. Taich over here. Ramban by Emerson. This mitzvah what we're talking about here doesn't mean Torah, because the Lashon beficho velvofcha, it should say bediburcha. Don't seem to. He learns taki means the mitzvah of tshuva, which stems with the parsha of Nitzavim we're talking about till there. It's going on the mitzvah of tshuva, and that's beficha. It's not far away. It's attainable for everyone to do tshuva. You don't have to zich yen to do your own tshuva. You do tshuva yourself, and it's all beficha or vilvavcha. That means of tefillah and vilvavcha and pnimis la'asoyse. That's why it's going on tshuva zilam. Interesting. It's interesting to posh tozach here. Was Rashi's or Rashi Betos? Everyone knows the famous shtickel. It's a famous Gemara. It's not just a Rashi, where it says over here, it's not in Shemayim, because it's Loshen is to say who's going to go up in heaven. The Ashmein voice when I said it. Who's you have to go up? The Torah should have said it's not in heaven, not far away. It's right here. It's vice that's from Loshen Atera that if it was in heaven, you'd have to go up and fetch it. As I vite. That Torah is something that you don't just say, it's so far, we can't bother. It's not. You would have to go and fetch it. But the Rebbein Shem says over here, do you know, I did you a Torah? You don't have to go up and fetch it from there. You can get it right here. But you'd have to go and fetch it. There shtickles up in Rashi, it's Loshen HaGemara. So Ben Mitzvah Chaim Kanievsky, Shteltzach over here. How is it possible to go to Shemayim and fetch? Can one go to Shemayim? Is it possible? So Baruch Hashem, in the last 80 years, how many years is it since they went on to Labuna? That's one of the Tirutzim of Rav Chaim. Zog there, that Dush Vashtek, the Lashon Shamayim, doesn't have to mean what we see of Shamayim, in space or whatever. He says, it means the Yorech Vashtek, Posikim Vezchan. Interesting. The Psukim Breach is all Shemash Mazar, but he brings the Posikim Fantisu Enecha Shemaim, for Isus, Hashem, Shemesh, Yorech, Vashtek, it's Hakoy Chavim, Kodshma, Vinidachta, it's vice versa, Yorech and the planets are all part of Shemaim. So when it says here, Loi Vashemaim here, means you would have to go up there into Shemaim, meaning the planets or the stars on the moon. Interesting, he doesn't say that the Lashon of Chaim is vice versa, a person can go on the moon. He doesn't even say that Baruch Hashem had gone on the moon. Actually, he didn't know. I'm sure he did know. But Al Kaponim, we know ourselves. Right. That's one of the Tirotzim. He brings a few of the Tirotzim. Actually, I'll just mention them because I hope I'll be able to get through the rest of it in time. He says there another interesting Teretz. He says that Sivan and Gwarin Chagigad, if you dwelt on the base, that four people, Nichnesu Leparadus. Ben Zoyma, Ben Azai, Achir, and Rabbi Kiva. As I said, Gemara Chagig Yudalet. And it's not a hand answer. Gemara Don hates it, and they aren't for business. But he says, Vushtei Don, how did they get Lepardus? How did they get Lepardus means the Shemaim? Lepardus, the Rabbi Shlom's Pardus, Gan Eden. Zuk Rashi, they learned Alidei Shame. Shame means they knew how to mechavan the Shemus and the Gorb there. Interesting. Taisus thinks Chalashat Taisus, that doesn't mean Mamash. It means they went into Bashamayim, Epsah. Hirurim in Shemaim. It doesn't mean they went mamash upstairs. That's Lashon Tosfos. Interesting. Rav Chaim Kanevsky speaks of Hashem el Chidarka. It's a stira bissel to a Gemara. That the Gemara says, Al Deishim Gemara says, that if a person gives a get to a woman, Al Manas, that you'll go upstairs to heaven, right? Then it's machlokes, Rabbanu Rav Yehuda ben Teimi, if it's a get or he's only b'maflig her, did he mean it? Because it's not possible to go to Shemaim. Oh, but interesting. That Don vice does that it's not possible to go to Shemaim. Whatever, like both Ma'adam. It's only Shali was when he meant it in the get, and it's a Tanai in the get, or it's a load of rubbish, and it's a get Saivi. But it's not possible. So he asks, so he says it's Nishkin Stira, but vice does because normal ways a person can go to Shemaim. And that says it. Another pshat he gives is that a very interesting pshat. He says, Lo ba Shemaim here doesn't have to mean going upstairs. It means, if you ask the Nevi'im down here, what does the Rabbi Shalom say? What does the Rabbi Shalom say? You ask the Nevi'im, because they know what the Rabbi Shalom says. And if you ask them, Zod the Rabbi Shalom, Loi Bashamayim, like the famous Gemorim, Bam Mitzin on Tes, by the Tanashal Achnoi, that you don't listen to what they'll tell you, the Rabbi Shalom Paskins on this. We don't go by that, Psak. Because the Rabbi Shalom says, it's Bashamayim, Oz, Nasan, Neon, the Torah's yet to do. And that's why, therefore, you listen to what the Pesach is down here. Ein Mashmir, Ein Mashmir Baraskel, Rav Eliezer, the famous Gemordon. Ein Mashmir, that's what it says, Lo Bashamayim. It doesn't go by the Pesach, you would have to ask them in the Vim. But on this thing, in their Pesach, I've had what the Vim say to you in the future, what's going to happen, I've had you listen to them. You have to, as they state a Pesach. And the Pesach would be like, if you don't listen, doesn't listen to the Vim. Of in Pesach, I want to stel Zechus on this last Teretz. Is it all right? Oh, sorry. I want to stel Zechus on the last Teretz. It's the third Teretz Asim B'chaim. What is it? Interesting. What is this Gans Poshet? And this Teretz I've heard over the years as well from other people. If we're not used to this Hatzog of going up to Shemaim, we know why? Because Baruch Hashem, we don't need to. But if the Rebbein Shalom would have made it our business and said over here, it's yes, Bashamayim, you'd have to go up and fetch it. Volta, mid-dain gave at the same time would have given you the keiches, lalois Hashemayim, we would have had the keich to be able to go up. Somehow or other, he would have given us the machshirim, spaceships, whatever you like, to be able to go up there easy and we would have been able to get it. Now, Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi Shalom didn't do that. If the Rabbi Shalom's mitzavos, eps in the Torah, then obviously he gives us the yechidus to be able to do it. You know, it reminds me of a shtikla beis halev, the famous beis halev, on lois achmoid. Everyone knows Le Sachmoid and Shtei Don. How can a person say, ach, sklustach, ich will, how do you stop? So everyone knows that Evan Ezra, a person won't want to go to, you know, a person who's on a, a pauper won't want a basmelech, whatever it is. But I think the Beis Halevi says, dos alein, as a Shtei Don to Le Sachmoid, that you want, it's for Shtei Don, the Rebbe Shalom is giving the keiches, you can be Goyvi Yemidis, and you can be a Le Sachmoid. Their shtickle, this is what I'm talking about. Their shtickle of Hashem is Dagoi. A guy is on this world, and whatever a guy, this is why I'm going to come and focus on this next to Gemara. This is what I'm going to bring now, Gemara. A guy for Tate Nishdos. A guy, whatever he's been brought up with, he's got his midas. He doesn't want to change a Kenish Toshin. That's what he's been brought up with. Don't ask me a Kenish. And that's one of the reasons why the guy can't accept the Torah. And with that, I'll go into this next chazal. If Hashem's merendo, that's the yisod. If the Torah, the Rebbe Shem gives you, he gives you koiches, or he tells you you need koiches, you'll get them. That's the way to be goiva on things. Everyone knows the famous chazal. Before Matan Torah, the Rebbe Shem went along to all the Omis Oilem. And he says to them, do you want to be Mekabel Torah? It's funny, I don't know exactly where Klor Be'emes, where the Lashon HaGemara is, what the Medrash, but I think the Medrash is matter. But in Lashon HaGemara, I don't think it says the Shtiklich, which everyone knows. The Gemara in Avodah is a famous Gemara, but Ikiz and Avodah Zom, base on the base. And it's also multiple, I think, Al Torah, twice. Veshlach Malochim Yimidbar Kedemois, Posse in Devorim, Rashi Bombshat Kedemois, when it says there, Nem Sholem Basichon, says Rashi Mikbedemois, says Rashi, the Rebbein Shalom was Golev Yadua. Everyone knows Omisal when he went to Omisal, he went to all the Omisal to be in Mekabel HaTorah, and they all said no, whatever, and then he went to Klal Yisrael. Rashi brings it again in Orfang Vizay Sabrocha, Vosim Rishim, Riv Rish Param, Riv Rish Kodesh, he went to the four Ruchas Olam, that's in that Posik, says Rashi, that he went to Mekabel. But what's it say there? It says like this. I think it was Bnei Esav, and he says to them, no, Bnei Shmor, and he says to them, you want to be in the Kabbalah Torah? Well, what does it say? Oh, well, you know what it says? It says, Lo Signoiv. Oy, Vai, Lo Signoiv. We can't do that. Then he goes, Bnei Esav, whatever. Then he says, what's it say there? Oh, it says, Lo Sirtsoch. B'smasach, Abachetich, we can't live like that. I thought I said to you, I got it. Garnished out. Next. He goes then to, was it? I think it's Bnei Amon Amoyev. He tells him, what's it say there? Oh, it says also Lo Sinof. What? We live on that. Amon Amoyev, the base of Enloit. Out. So he goes to Klal Yisrael. And he says to Maxibe, I'm Zigzog, Nas Vinishma. Right? Interesting. Have you ever thought of a bit of Amkus in this Chazal? And this Shtigaloch here from our Rebbe Matsyo Shlita, I think he said it became Rebbe Gurev Shlita, became Hishver of Eli Lapian. And I think he said it like this. The crux of the matter is like this. In Chosant, in this Chazal, he asks each nation, pinked, it seems, what's in English called a raw nerve. He knows, Rabbi Yisrael seems to go to each nation, and when each nation asks, what's got there, he doesn't answer to nations. You know, Vishtei Don, it says, Lois Askir Eved Aladoinov. The problem with how they don't even know what it means. Or, you know what it says there? Lois Askir Mishai Bidishai. Fine, I'll manage with that. It's no problem. He doesn't say that. He says something that he knows it's going to make them refuse. Mishkoyach, so you've given them a chance. Of Al Kaponim. So, besides, he said to them each something that is absolutely a raw nerve by them, in order to give them the full focus, thus state in Torah, it goes add to that one. Oh no, we can't manage that. So I bizarre to get freaked. What would have happened if Klal Yisrael would have asked the same question? Maxiv bo. Hard to get envert, interessant, because you've got to be fair. There's got to be something, you have to be prepared for Klal Yisrael, because they would have said, you know, he would have answered back, you stay down, lo seilech rochel ba'mechol. Or I would add, lo sisla shem ashov, which are all the same Lashon Haras, and because Klal Yisrael Nebuch, that's one thing that we know, Kanayin Ahol, we're good talkers, that's one thing, Klal Yisrael, mevais doch vitzereden in alle gittazachen, that's one thing, but all so, he was saying that it's interesting, that the Omis Ha'olam, so, But why didn't the rope say, wow, he went to Klal Yisrael and they didn't say it. So what's that? So we're prepared to sort of, in English, bury our heads in the sand and not answer back. So therefore we're zeicher to the Torah. I would also on the same thing, same time we're going. We're getting a Torah where we've also got a raw nerve and we can't accept something. So what's he giving us for just because we've never answered Mark Ziv Bey? Also my thing is fair. You know the answer is, Ados ham Klal Yisrael gewesht. The Rebbeinu Shlom is coming to give us the Torah, and he says to us, "Ich give the Torah, it'll be Yiskula Mikol Amin, everything, and all the Gittes Zachen." He gives you the Kirch, the Mit, you can be misgabe, and you'll be able to be misgabe over all the worst ones. What in your mind are the worst ones as well? Osh and Harim and Alagitazachan as well. You've got the courage to be able to do it. He only added one shtickle at the end. Why hasn't it worked? Why hasn't it worked? We go over this lashon zuk that the Kabbalah nishkevein shtark genug. That's a sticker. The Kabbalah nishkevein shtark. Go back on that. But there you are. You see the Bein Shlem. The Bein Shlem gives you the keich. Gives you the keich with it. And that's one to add to see by the goyim, their keich and ishdo. Because by a goy, pshat is he says to himself, I've lived with that. There's no way I can change. If I care, that's what I'm getting at. It's more than not just the keiches. A yid fashteid with the Torah, not just siyata d'shmaya v'Rabbi Shlom, with you learning the Torah and with you b'mahapach and with you b'oimel b'Torah, then your midas change and you become an ish acher. In order that taka those things are ready for aura, memela fall away. You taka one with sweet lashon hara. That's another. So I'm getting out over here from tshuva. That's another form of tshuva, and it fits in with what I said before that like the Ramban be'emes. Tshuva, like the Ramban, dos v'shteit do, ki a mitzvah hazois, is b'ficha v'vavcha, we're talking about tshuva. Like Rashi, it's not talking about tshuva, it's talking about Torah. But the emes is both as one. This is what I want to say, that's what I'm speaking about here. The milus of the Torah is, the Torah is mahapach a person, if a person is ma'amul, that's amola b'Torah. If a person ma'amul b'Torah and looks into it and gets it, it's as if it's stated in the Perek Aleph, it's in Perek Vav, everyone knows about Machshavta Elias Anov, Chosid, it changes a person, and it makes it forget. That stops in, that's the other school. Another example of this case, I was just thinking, and Pasha told us, interesting, but stated on that, Shat, when Esav says to Yaakov, by the Bechera, and Yaakov says to him back, what's going on there? So he says, Yaakov says to him something where Esau answers back, Hine onoichi hoylech yayv, where is it now? Hine onoichi hoylech lomos. V'lomos ev li b'chayra. So Rashi says, what do you mean I'm going to be hoylech lomos? So Rashi read twice. Yaakov says to him, you should know, because Esau said to him, what does it, what's li lot done b'chayra? He says, you know what it means, you're not allowed to go in the mikdash, shtu yayin, and all these shakir, you're told you're going to the mikdash. Oy vay, hine haylech lomos al yada, I'm going to get misa from that, doing that. I can't manage. Hine haylech lomos al Rashi, I can't take it. Hamigatracht in Esau's mind. And what's going to happen with Yaakov? Isn't Yaakov in the same boat? He's also, why is Yaakov taking this? Why give over to Yaakov? What is he going to do? That says, Esav versteht nicht. If his life is living a life of shikahait, and now there's, and that's how he is, I cannot change, you have it. About Yid, Yaakov, Zuk, I could also be like that, but Baruch Hashem, I change. I can decide. If the Bein Shem says, you've told us you're getting the meat to shtu yayin, then they'll say, Kemes Habis, like, Abhoyfeb. Lomachachnanazach. What would have happened if I'm all getracht? How long have I got to? Sorry, 10-2. What would have happened if Lomachach the other way round, also on this Chazal, that's why it's nice and interesting to this Chazal. What would have happened if the Goyim would have said, Na'asav and Ishmael? Can you imagine? He goes to Ishmael, left in the Ish, to Esav. Let's just say the second one. We said, Na'asav and Ishmael, fine, let's walk in. What? Ois Torah for Klal Yisrael. How do you remember your BRC? I don't know how you learned. What would have happened? Ois Torah for Klal Yisrael. Zugich avadanish. Not a question in the world. Pshat is number one, the Rabban Shalom gevist that their Kabbalah of Old Kavain are gornished. Also for the same reasons. Because as soon as they would have started learning the Torah and have mitzvahs, like the famous Gemara, Umfang of Eda Zora, the Rabban Shalom gives the mitzvah of Sukkah, Miyad, Boyet, gornish, I can't take it, give them trick. Right. But what I want to get at is, that what would have happened is that a bunch of them would have given it to us avada because we get it, and taka we can. That's one of the reasons why we can go against our midas, because we've got mushrush inside us also from the midas of the ovus, which the goyim have not got. That we have got midas to be able to transcend where we have to be goyva. Thus, hamidish the goyim. That's another reason why they can't. But we would have got the Torah together with them. That's the difference. Es vold gevein ashutfus nebuch As they would have gekickt. They would have got the Torah. He probably would have gone weiter klatscher, would have also said Nazar and Ishmael. Not zusammen the Torah, and they'll never was Walter says gekickt. You see, now even when they've not got the Torah, what the Goyim can do. And can imagine if they would have had the Torah, how they would have pulled it to pieces and here was Walter Gavain. So, let me just say another Chazal, interesting. Oh, but Baruch Hashem, this is what I want to add. Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi Hashem has not done it that way, and Hashem also on Satori, he gave us on our own. Revel was at the Shtikl Torah in the Haggadah. Ili kevon if ne'asin, evaloin osan lonu es ha-Torah. So the Revel freak was craving if ne'asin, not giving us the Torah, what's the glory of the Maila. So the evaloin osan lonu es ha-Torah wouldn't have given it just to us. Can you imagine? Mamush was yichred yetzt. Ili kevon if ne'asin, evaloin osan Torah, and he wouldn't even get... We would have been happy at that. That's the Dayenu. He hadn't given it only to us. No, but at least we've got a chelik in the Torah. They have an oich, but we've got a chelik. But Baruch Hashem, that's the Dayenu. Baruch Hashem, he gave it only to us. That's the mind of his mom. Because imagine if it's all if you go and walk out. That's the title of that whole shtickle. Let's one more shtickle. How long? 3 minutes. Must I be on time?
Yeah,
can I go over a few minutes? Another Chazal, a famous Chazal, B'shor Sha'ol Olam Eishel Amorim, right? He saw the Malachim came along and said, T'nohit Chal HaShemayim. And by the way, let me just finish off because maybe I've got the 1 minute, it's not, maybe I should say, I was asked to speak Be'emes on Rus. Oh, I knew it was coming that. The Emes is, I have spoken about Rus. Because what's one of the reasons why Rus is read on Shavuos? You know what the reason? One of the reasons is because the whole story of Rus, let's go through it. She becomes a Giyoris, she comes back with Nomi, Vataz vi Ovich vi Imich, Ve'ez Melatech, and you came to Ez Asher Yodata. You knew no, can you imagine? We don't know what it means to uproot oneself from what one is. Not just to uproot oneself in place, but to go from a different religion and different everything you brought with and you change completely. How did she manage to do all this? And she becomes,
and she
was a princess, Richtig. She was the daughter of Machlin.
She was a Yiddish lady?
What, yeah. No, she became a Yiddish lady. And all that, what happened? It's to show you that a person can transcend. That's what Shavuos is all about. Azoi vi Rus became Ish or Acheris. A person can become Ish Acher. That's the Mila of Torah on Shavuos. That's why we read it there. Because Torah on Shavuos, the Zelba Zolzach, that's our essence, Klal Yisrael, that we got through having the Avos and who were the Tchunas and the Midas that we said Naz, made us say Naz of Nishma, and that we could be able to be Goyvero over our Midas. Middayim, the Rabbi Shem said, I'll finish at that, I haven't got much more time. So I've spoken on Megillah as well, in one brief sentence. The Rabbi Shem will help us with Allah Hashbos. Tavis was Kim and Ois from then, and Tavis on our Felech and Shabbos and Yom.